the previous numbers were talking about 140 million girls and women covering 29 countries, most of them from Africa. But today we have more countries, actually, with Iraq, with Indonesia and Oman. I mean, more data coming. And so this number actually is going to change over time. The more we'll get, you know, this kind of surveys, most of the countries where we are conducting, I mean, supporting the government and civil society efforts, the practice is going down. This is one thing. But to see now it's reflected on the prevalence rate takes time. Kenya, Burkina Faso, in those countries, we can attribute the success to a strong political will, legislation that is enforced, a very dynamic and vibrant civil society with educating, raising awareness, and supporting communities, dialogue and debate, and countries where also the whole governmental system, from the Ministry of Health, so the health facilities, the schools have integrated this issue of FGM and are also educating and raising awareness and providing response.
Have attitudes towards FGM changed?
Yes, definitely. We have seen a very strong reduction in all the countries where we have data. We can see that the attitude and the support for the continuation of FGM has decreased a lot. And what is also very important is that we are seeing that men support for the continuation of FGM is lower than women's support for the continuation of FGM. But women do think that men would like the FGM to continue. So we definitely need to address this gap in communication. And what we need to do is now support the communities and those people who have made the change and who acknowledge and agree that the practice is harmful, to move from this attitude to a real practice, and that we will more and more seeing in communities that girls will stay intact and nobody will touch them.
Now, the international community has been fighting against this practice for decades now. How come it still persists?
First, we need to say that we have some issue in demonstrating progress with the type of data that we have and the type of survey that we have, because basically we are looking at prevalence, national prevalence rate. So far, we can say that there have been very, very few investments in this issue. It's a very small priority for most governments. So far, we have not been able to reach and scale interventions that we know are working. So we are reaching a small percentage of the population in most of the countries. And if we want actually to completely eliminate the practice, we need to have a stronger national response to eliminate the practice of FGM.
FGM is now one of the Sustainable Development Goal targets, the SDGs targets. At the current rate, are we going to be able to succeed in eliminating FGM by 2030?
I think that first we want to celebrate the fact that FGM and the elimination of harmful practices, including FGM and child marriage, are a target under the Sustainable Development Goal. It wasn't obvious, so we are coming from very far. By this recognition, I think that the international community is recognizing that there is a need to continue to invest. I do believe personally that by 2030, we will declare the world free of FGM.